As you know, the Inspector General, the Office of Professional Responsibility, has come down with this report on the U.S. attorney scandal, the firing of the U.S. attorneys. It's another disturbing report card on the Gonzales Justice Department, this unprecedented firing of U.S. attorneys for what turns out to be partisan political reasons. I think the report would have told us even more if the investigation hadn't been hampered by the Bush administration's refusal to cooperate and provide documents and witnesses. In fact, in this debacle, as in others, the administration's self-serving secrecy has shrouded many of their most controversial policies, from torture to investigating the cause of 9/11 to wiretapping. The evidence in our investigation in the Judiciary Committee in the report today shows Karl Rove and others and among the highest ranks of the White House were involved in the firings, and apparently they focused on the political impact of federal prosecutions. I don't think the White House should be allowed to hide from accountability. Now, this investigation is handed off to a prosecutor. I want to warn the president that the American people will see any misuse of the pardon power or any grant of clemency or immunity to those from his administration involved in the U.S. attorney firing scandal as an admission of wrongdoing and a misuse of power. His administration has stonewalled the Congress and the Attorney General and the Inspector General. It's time now to come clean. They should have testified. They should have given us the information we were forced to subpoena. I don't want to see another repeat of the Scooter Libby case, where the president's people misled investigators, and then, of course, he excused them from their lies and their evasiveness. There should be accountability and consequences. The report verifies what our oversight efforts as Congress showed. The partisan political interests in the prosecution of voter fraud and public corruption by the White House and some at the department played a role in many of these firings. These abuses are corrosive to the very foundations of our system of justice. Attorney General Gonzales allowed politics to permeate the department's ranks, and then he tried to duck accountability. He has provided the Inspector General the same response they gave to both Republicans and Democrats in the Judiciary Committee. I don't recall. I don't remember. I don't know. Well, these threads of secrecy are going to unravel for years to come. We know the firings were unprecedented. We know the process was flawed. We know that the responsibility for this debacle was not the work of a few bad apples, as Attorney General Mukasey and former Attorney General Gonzales suggested. It shows Attorney General Gonzales bears primary responsibility. Deputy Attorney General McNulty is also to blame. And we know that the White House has over and over again stonewalled. Again, this is the report. This is the report. Interestingly enough, many of the things in here are the things we tried to find out and we were stonewalled. There's still information that has to come out. There's still information that has to come out. As far as I'm concerned, we have to keep working to find it. And I hope there won't be more stonewalling. I hope there won't be more pardons or commutations of people who may have broken the law.